All right. Let's get people in here and we'll get started. We're still climbing a little bit. I'll give it one more minute. Yeah, because I'm making coffee. You guys are out. You're listening to the Fireside in 2 minutes. All right. Welcome to Fireside, guys. We still got people coming in, but I'm going to start it right now anyway. First off, I want to talk about the Diplo update that's been posted. I'm going to drop the link in Elysium here. There we go. These are always good. Make sure you check it out. And I'm going to go give the mic over to Rallos. He's going to tell you about Diplo recruitment and give you a little bit on the update. Rallos, you ready to go, brother? Did he figure out how to unmute himself? Here, I've unmuted you. There.
All right. Thanks, guys. What the Diplo update is the entire team at CD actually puts together their findings from their assigned regions, and then Shingley has kind of collaboration. He's led that collaboration and kind of posted that out there. This is so that you guys can see the galaxy at large. That's something that we want to make sure you guys get a chance to see. The politics that are going on in various regions may not always be something that you get a chance to take a look at, and we try to make sure that that's going out. We're going to try to do these once a quarter so that you can. Also, we do have a Diplo recruitment drive going on, so check that one out. And if you're interested in becoming part of CD, app up.
All right, cool. Thanks. So if you're interested in joining Corpus Diplomatique, they are accepting applications now. It is a really cool job if you are you're interested. It's one of those jobs that is sort of like a different than most space jobs. So it's one of those things that if you are looking for a space job that's sort of out of the usual, it is a pretty interesting one, and they're accepting applications now. All right. Sniper wants me to point out to you that there are Mumble updates. Sniper, you want to link the thread in Elysium? Mumble has been updated. It has a lot of good, actual good new features. So if you've been waiting to update client, this is definitely the time to do it. Probably the coolest new feature is that you can listen into another room while you're in one room. So for instance, if you wanted to stay in your corp channel and also listen to the fireside, you could do that. If you are in an op and want to listen to Capital Comms, you can do that. It's pretty good. And that's a big feature add. So latest edition of Mumble, it's really nice. All right, next update is pretty. I think it's pretty awesome. We are bringing in Zernitras as Alliance Dreads. If you want to use a Zernitra in an official op, we are SRPing them. We're giving you a revelation plus 1 billion. So we will SRP it with a billion on top of the revelation. They are right now, they're about twice as much as a regular dread. They do a lot of damage. They link like so much damage once they spool up. And it's an extremely strong dread. So if you want to see a bunch of like super lasers out on a dread drop, get your Zernitras. We are able to build them in Delve, and we have people who can spin up quite a few. So that's a pretty awesome thing we're adding. All right, next up, this is just a reminder, no supers on contract in Delve or anywhere in our space. Do not sell your supers on contracts. Put them on Smart. If we see supers on contracts, you could be fined, your court could be fined. There are various things. We want to keep that that from, you know, happening because then our enemies could come in and buy them up, and we just don't like the idea. So do not sell supers on contract in 1DQ or anywhere else. Yes, and as Custer Check says, that does include Alliance contract. All right, now I've got a real spicy one for you guys. I'm going to read you the Alliance update for Fire. They had a ping that was sent out today, and I'm going to edit it a little bit because I don't want to. Actually, I'm going to edit it a little more than a little. So he links, this is Constantine, this is the leader of Fire. He links an alliance, and he says, "This alliance has left our coalition and was reset completely. Reasons are there was suspicion and a clear proof that a certain person in their alliance was
doing crimes.
We gave them time to calmly leave and discussed all the details. Situation resolved. Good luck to the Alliance in the future. So, I think the important thing to know about this is that these allegations were known to Fire and Constantine months ago. And if you think about what was happening months ago, it wasn't too long ago, they were fighting us. Now, this person who he says was convicted of,
Crimes.
this is what he claims, and that he knew about months ago, was an important FC in their alliance, so they did not kick them until the war was over. These are the kind of people that we are fighting against, that they know that the person is, in their words, convicted of,
Crimes.
and they keep them in their alliance until it's a convenient time to get rid of them. I just want you guys to think about that for a second. There have been two Reddit threads about that I've seen, and both have got taken down, which just goes to show, like, you can bring any kind of lurid accusations against goons, and they get left up, or they get conveniently deleted like a day and a half after the thread has been going on. Whereas if it's anyone else, they seem to get deleted immediately. I think that between what we've seen with some of the stuff going on in Horde, which is nowhere near this level, but they're also needing to do a cultural revolution, and the fact of what we've done and addressed it shows that we're in the right place, and a lot of other alliances have a lot of time to catch up. I think it goes without saying that keeping someone useful in your alliance, when you know about something like this, is sort of beyond the pale. All right, on a more hopeful and cool note, we are starting up the Capital Umbrella again. And Coach Check is here to talk about the Beehive, and I'm going to give the floor to Coach Check. Go ahead.
Hello, space friends. I just linked the forum post, so if you want to start reading that, please feel free. For those of you that don't know, the Super Capital Umbrella is basically utilizing our combat capital and super capital ships to dunk on fucking nerds that come to our space. So there will be lots of opportunities to use your supers and carriers and faxes to dunk on some hostile fleets of hacks and kikis and bombers that come to Delve. And kind of in addition to this, we are building out the kind of instructions for people who are trying to crab within Delve. So there are various crab-focused SIGs are a portion of Beehive, and we highly encourage everyone who is crabbing within Delve in carriers, dreads, marauders, supers, titans, whatever, to join those various SIGs that are linked in the post. And that'll provide you information on how to crab safely and how to get saved by the Beehive organization that will be running the umbrella. So please feel free to jump in those. What questions do y'all have?
Super ratting is back, yes, Starlet.
Yep, super ratting is officially approved for members of the Super Honeybees SIG. Yeah, standing fleets will begin immediately following the fireside.
What are the odds you'll get saved if you rat outside the 1EQ umbrella? Goes to check.
Pretty low, to be honest. Outside the Super Capital Umbrella, it's pretty hard for us to project that far. So please rat in the safe systems that are linked in each of the various SIGs. If for some reason that is unattainable, we may try to save you with subaps, but I cannot promise. So please rat within the safety of our regions.
All right, so this has been something we've been working on for a while. A lot of people have been looking for ways to get involved with super ratting, with crab beacons, with that kind of stuff, and we've kind of pushed it back. And so I'm glad we've addressed it. I think we've come up with a really good system, and we want to get you guys involved, making money and using your big boys. And also, it's just more fun to counter drop on people when they come after our stuff, so it actually opens up content for us. So overall, I think this is a pretty exciting change. All right, I think that's everything. Yeah, that is everything on the agenda that I want to talk about. If you guys have some questions, I didn't take questions last week because of time reasons, but for this time, go ahead and throw me questions and I'm happy to answer them. Yeah, Yosetsu says, let everyone know that Shitstack payment is available everywhere except HiSec and Pochvin has its own payout. So that is correct. You can get SRP, flying whatever you're flying, essentially, in anywhere in NullSec or LowSec. You're doing filament ROMs or whatever. There is plenty of SRP to go around. So I'm happy to announce that I like to do filament ROMs myself, and you can get SRP anywhere you do. Any updates on new SIGs, Patrick? We're still working on those. Still looking for people who want to step onto leadership roles. But that'll take a little while to develop, to get like a coherent development. So it is in the mix, but it probably won't be for the next few weeks. We have a lot of stuff that is on our plate and we're working on. Our meetings have been, usually we do like blocks of hour-long meetings, and they have been incredibly full. There is a lot of stuff going on that we're handling, which is good because, I mean, it means that we're active in creating things, and that's what we want to be doing. I've been to some meetings that last, 10 minutes, and then we just kind of shoot the breeze. And it hasn't been like that. It's been, hour-long meetings full of hour-long of stuff to talk about. So if I'm making you sound like this, if this sounds like fun, if you want to sit around and talk about actual Eve stuff for an hour, then join something like Corps Diplomatique. If that sounds awful, then go ahead and grab and make some money. UPG is recruiting. That's the Poshman SIG, right, Compton? That's the name of it. But yeah, that's going on. Seems like they're doing a great job and they're making a lot of money. Any words on our recruitment front? The newbies of today are the big guys of tomorrow. All right, so that's a great question. We are really trying to step up our recruitment. And we've been talking with the corps about how to best arrange that. We're having another corp meeting next week, so I expect that to be a major issue. Increasing our recruitment and making it easier for people to join is one of my major issues. Nothing is off the table. We've talked about, do we like Jabber? Do we like Mumble? Do we like, the sign-up services? Do we like the CI checks? What can we actually address? And it's everything's been talked about. We have some stuff that's already in the fire, some irons already in the fire, and more to come. So I think recruitment is one of our big, our big issues that we need to like get right on. Soviet MO says, "What's the deal with Brave Shadow?" I don't know exactly what you're asking, but it looks like Frat is attacking Brave really hard this week because the Chinese are on the Autumn Festival, which means that a lot of them have off work for the whole week. So I imagine there will be a lot of attempts to alarm clock and break Frat, or sorry, break Brave and Volta timers over this next week. Any chance of getting a secondary SIG for PON or Streamline UPG? We had a discussion today already about something along those lines, so stay tuned. Should be I don't know if we can announce anything. We haven't made a decision yet, but it's actually being discussed actively. We talked about it for about 15 minutes today. What was the idiot fleet, Brian? I don't remember. Remember Coast Check?
Yeah, it's the Black Ops Battleship fleet. It will certainly see more use than it has in the last few months, particularly within Beehive. So you can kind of expect to see a resurgence of that. On a related note, we have a lot of people who are putting in bad applications, not providing the information requested. So please make sure you are doing that because otherwise I will reject you.
How about retention for people burned by CCP? Yeah, I mean, that's recruitment and retention. Those are my actual big double R drive going on right now. I'm trying to make this game as much fun as I can for you guys. I think that's our job as leadership. So from what I've been seeing from CCP, it looks like they're addressing a lot of the issues that we've had problems with. Obviously, there's more to do, but it seems like they've sort of had their come to Jesus moment, and they know that they need to make these kind of changes. I think they were happy to sit back maybe last year, but I think this year they know that they have to start putting out deliverables. So, I don't want to be the captain of a dying ship, right? If we felt like this game was going down the toilet, we would, act accordingly. But I don't feel like we're at that point. Genesis Squad is also recruiting. If you like flying big, expensive stuff in wormholes, just had a big fight this morning. Why don't you link your BR there, Seifer? Are Titans included in the umbrella? Yes, they are.
Yeah, on that note, if you do just want to do the PvP stuff, all of the active PvP SIGs are included, so Fight Club, Capswarm, etc. will all get you groups.
Doomlord said, "Should I join the Beehive if I don't plan a crab at camps, but like to drop on the nerds trying to kill our crabs?" That is, they should, right? Cause check.
No, you don't need to. Capswarm membership will take care of that for you.
Okay.
Skills in the skills app, yes, eventually. They aren't quite ready yet. however, kind of just look at the cap swarm skills as your priorities.
Is Beekeepers replacing Delve 911?
Beekeep, no. Beehive, sort
Got
of. I assume you read the wrong thing, but
No, that's
yeah.
what they wrote, but I think they just got confused as well.
Yeah. So Beehive is the SIG name. Beekeepers does the anti-harassment stuff. Beehive is not completely replacing Delve 911, but the functionality that we currently utilize Delve 911 for will be within Beehive when Beehive is active. So yes, you should join Beehive to get saved.
And Maddie, I see that you typed my name out wrong. It looks like you wrote Asher underscore Eloas. Let me show you a really cool thing on Jabber. You guys might not know this. Type out like Asher and then hit tab. And that name works, that works for anyone's name in the channel. So if you hit a name, then tab, it'll auto-populate as long as there's no one with the same Asher starting at name. Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. My sound is off, so this is not really working, but it could be triggering me if it was. Severe Hawk says, amongst all the scroll. Okay, so if you want to merely be on standby for defense drops, should you join any of the new six? You should join the standing fleet, isn't that right, Kosi?
Yeah, if you merely want a PvP, be in Cap Swarm, Fight Club, or Titan Swarm, and just join comms.
Dynex Charger says, shout out for PI. The Alliance needs more. Spice must flow. It is true that the Alliance always wants more PI. We're like a 1,000-pound man and Twinkies. We always want more. All right, if you had any questions that I have not answered, it got lost in the scroll back, so. Yeah, you guys ever had a fried Twinkie? I was like in high school, or sorry, in college, I worked as a janitor for this high school. And they had like a deep fat fryer, and one day we just brought in everything we could think of and tried to fry it, and the fried Twinkies were oh so good. I fried a Baconator from Wendy's. I deep fat fried a Baconator from Wendy's. I took one bite and my heart palpitated. It was the most like I would have died if I ate the whole burger. You know what the actual I'm gonna let you guys know. Here's like the best thing you could deep fry. Was oh yeah, the Scottish know all about deep frying things there, Kuno. But the best thing you can deep fry, let me tell you, is buy those little, I don't know what they're called, but they're like the little blueberry bites. So you get a bag of them and they're tiny little blueberry muffins. Those were delicious deep fried. Those were the best ones. So no, Nemus, I have not had the double down from KFC. That sounds, it just sounds so like it sounds like too much. I also did this when I was like 19, right? So like I had I had more ability to eat just whatever I wanted. Tried to deep fry an apple and it exploded and it could have like got like horrible burns, but luckily no one did. Deep fried doner kebab and batter? Oh my goodness, that sounds so good. All right. All right, Alliance guns, what do we got? Can someone become a cap FC for home defense with grinding through quorums and hacks for 2 years? Home defense is a better place to get cap usage, but it still takes an effort. Like, you just still have to show that you know what you're doing. Being a cap FC is a big responsibility, and our guys expect it to be. What's the official Beehive snack fit? Let's go with fried Twinkies. I think that's what we got to go with. Deep fryer fleet? I mean, that's the Bargus, right? I mean, that's not really, that's more like a pan fry, but that's definitely a Bargus fleet. I can't think of anything that looks like a deep fryer other than, what's that ship they mostly use in high stack that carries fit ships? That kind of looks like a boat.
Bowheads.
Yeah, bowheads. The thing you kind of looks like, if it had a little handle, it totally looks like a McDonald's fry tray or, you pull out of the fryer. So I would say the bowhead is probably the high sec one, and the Barghest is the lower fat pan fry null sec one. Deep fried Kirkland bars? I don't think they would hold. I think they would melt from my experience back in the day. Do I work for Burger King or something? No, I do not. You guys hungry now? All right. Go get lunch. Thank you guys for showing up at the fireside. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see y'all next week.